Talk Live. You can bring up what you want as we launch here in hour number three of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out this hour by, Mark, you've got a feature, I think, that's fairly lengthy. We're going to truncate it to 1/6 of its length, because it is six of the six presidents that were really, really bad, apparently. I don't know if that's the title of the
Yeah, really, really bad. That's what they say.
So what I think we might do
six
is...
Six great U.S. presidents, their crimes against humanity.
Great, great. Well, so people think they're great, but maybe not so much when you actually start to dig into what they did. We're going to do one of them tonight, and then as we get opportunities, we'll keep perhaps bring it back, maybe one a night if we can fit it in. Obviously, it all depends on the calls. The show's about your calls. You call. We talk to you about what you want. In the meantime, we bring up things that are interesting to us. So, Mark, let's get that started. Who's the first president
that we should know about? Let me read the intro here.
Where is it from, also?
It's from cracked.com.
Oh, really?
History books tend to be kind to the American presidents, often overlooking some pretty crappy behavior. It's a pretty tough job, so they probably deserve a break once in a while. But some historical anecdotes.
Oh, a tough job. How tough could it be?
I don't know, telling people what to do. But some historical anecdotes seem like they were omitted to avoid classrooms full of weeping, terrified children. In fact, it turns out that even the greatest presidents have some scary skeletons in the closet. And number six.
So this isn't a liberty-oriented article at all. It's just kind of a more of a mainstream thing. Right?
Yeah, it is. But I do love these little history things of the presidents, and I love it when people, you know, recognize some of the crappy stuff they've done. John Adams, founder of and the enemy of democracy. Why he's awesome is the title of the first part. This charming founding father was the second president. Before that, he served as George Washington's vice president. That's back when vice presidents were elected into office by the people. They were
separately.
They got the second amount of votes.
Okay,
the
right.
Office of president.
Gotcha.
he helped author the Declaration of Independence. That's so. He basically edited it at the end. After he got his own HBO miniseries starring the whiny dude from Sideways, the series seemed to argue that Adams was totally the most underrated founding father, and that it might have been his face on the dollar bill of our nation didn't have the short ugly. It didn't hate short ugly people so much.
How are we going to detect the satire from the truth when it comes to the bad stuff they did?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Oh, we did mention that he started violating the Constitution before the ink even dried on his signature. When Adams found himself in the middle of an undeclared war with France in 1798, he did what any president would have done. Built up the army, oversaw the construction of warships, and raised taxes. Then he went a step further and ate the Constitution. Adams passed the Alien Sedition Acts, which said American citizens were no longer allowed to say anything negative about the government or its officials. The president.
When are they going to bring that back?
What's that?
I'm surprised they haven't brought that one back yet.
Well, I think they'd have a tough time with that. It was found unconstitutional.
Sure.
Not allowed to say anything negative about the government or its officials.
But wait, as long as the men in robes, Mark, decide that it's constitutional, I mean, they could re-decide that it's constitutional if they wanted to, so they could bring it back.
They're going to have a hell of a time with that. The president could also deport any individual who was from France, or really any individual who someone heard say something nice about France.
Hmm.
We can only imagine what John Adams thought of fellow founding father Benjamin Franklin, who spent much of the time after the American Revolution, I can't say what he's doing, in France.
Something dirty?
Yeah.
Okay. Effing around?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, that's it.
Oh, that wasn't dumb. You said it was going to take a whole segment to do one of those.
I told you. No, I didn't tell you it was going to take a whole segment.
Let's do another one.
All right. Number five. Any guesses?
Oh, are these in an order? Like,
yeah.
Like the worst, the number one's the worst?
Yes.
Of all the six? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln. Titled Screwcavius Corpus. And he never calls back. Why he's awesome. Lincoln might be the most revered president in the United States history. Not only did the guy end slavery in the U.S.
No, he didn't.
Well, I think he can be credited with ending slavery in the U.S. I think
I don't think you can credit that to him. No. He signed a document that ended slavery in the states that he didn't control.
And then killed all the people that, you know, that stood in his way. But he also reunited the country after the bloodiest war in history, as though he didn't cause it.
Yeah.
And he did it all while uttering a string of sage proverbs and sporting the coolest hat and beard combo this side of ZZ Top. So what if during the course of the war he nearly arrested the Supreme Court justice for not agreeing with him?
What about all the journalists he did arrest? What about that?
Well, Chief Justice Roger Taney would have had plenty of company in the thought crimes world during Lincoln's administration. In response to some rioting in the Union, Lincoln suppressed the writ of habeas corpus, that little piece of legal trivia that prevents the government from tossing anyone they want in jail without a trial.
Hey, they suspended that again recently, too. Maybe since Lincoln got away with it, they used the old excuse of, well, we've done this before, we could do it again. There's pretty much no habeas corpus if you're accused of being a terrorist.
That if you're an enemy combatant or whatever, yeah.
All you need to be an enemy combatant is for Bush's appointees to determine that you
are. That's correct. That meant that Lincoln had the authority to round up 18,000 suspected Confederate sympathizers.
Wow.
And put them away. Remember, this is, the country had split. Of course, there's sympathizers everywhere. 18,000. Or he would have had the authority if it weren't for the darn Constitution. In the court case Ex Parte Merriman, Stanley ruled that Lincoln couldn't suspend habeas corpus. Lincoln's response? He signed a warrant for Taney's arrest. if some records from the time are to be believed, of course, he never would have gotten away with it if he hadn't suspended habeas corpus, which, if you think about it, proves Taney wrong, albeit in the most retarded possible way. The arrest warrant was never served, as the story goes that Lincoln changed his mind and aborted beforehand. If he hadn't, who knows? Could have been some other jerk on the $5 bill.
Wow. Let's do another one.
Okay. Well, going ahead. Teddy Roosevelt and the France Double Team Panama. I'm not exactly sure what they're referring to here, but I'm going to learn something. Why he's awesome. Teddy Roosevelt is pretty much the manliest creature to have ever existed. All the more so because he didn't start out that way. Born with only two of the eight testicles that he would possess by the end of his life, Roosevelt.
They've taken some liberties with this.
Yeah, spent his early childhood as an asthmatic nerd. But through a strict exercise regime and sheer force of testosterone will, he managed to grow up into one of the mean, rough-riding, trust-busting son of a gun.
Yeah, he was a real jerk from what I understand.
Well, I love the idea that he managed to rise above his asthma through the force of his own mind.
That's good.
His presidency was defined mostly by battles against corruption, racism, general bad assery, and teaming up with the French to rip off the entire country of Colombia. So the United States wanted to build the canal in the province of Colombia called Panama. After some intense negotiations, a treaty was between the two countries was signed, but Colombia's Senate rejected it and asked for $10 million more than what had been previously agreed upon. That's where Philippe Jean Bunreau Villara comes in. Yeah, Villara was the French lobbyist and the proud owner of what scientists have determined to be the most ridiculous French name in history. Varilla came to the White House and convinced Roosevelt that the best way to get around the Colombian Senate's obstinacy was to start screwing with Colombia's domestic politics in a big way. See, at the time, Panama was considered seceding from Panama, and Roosevelt decided that in order to get what he wanted, he was going to have to become that country's anti-Lincoln and get some Panamanian civil warring. When Panama officially announced that its independence, Roosevelt sent the USS Nashville to block the Colombian Navy from interfering, and thus an independent country was born. Well, independent from Colombia, anyway. Varilla now wriggled his oily little mustache into becoming the newly independent Panama's ambassador to the U.S. Interesting, he's just switched countries. 2 weeks after Roosevelt and some French guy stole Panama, after Panama declared independence from Colombia, that is, Varilla signed the Hey Banu Varilla Treaty and sold Panama Canal Zone to the United States without the permission of a single actual resident of Panama.
What a deal.
Yeah, none of them ever trusted a man with a mustache again, as Varilla had. So
there you go.
Politics
is a dirty game.
It's a little dirty, but don't you think the people of Panama deserve to have their own country to some extent?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if that's what they wanted, sure. I also think that the people...
They didn't really have their own country, though. They just became essentially a protectorate of the United States for better part of a century.
Yeah, they traded one gang for a bigger gang, and they probably didn't realize it.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. It's a little too worshipful of the presidents, but at least they're balancing it out with some of the negatives. The badassery of calling a president a badass.
Well,
Teddy Roosevelt kind of was. That is what
his reputation is.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Robert in Texas and your calls all on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy-fix supply gives you 2 months' worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Hey girl, looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit CurlAway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll let you know whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to visit Nick and Toby from Free Minds TV over at their website, freemindstv.com. Not only do you do a great weekly television show that's available on lots of, actually a whole bunch of a bunch of television stations, cable access channels up here in the Northeast. But it's, of course, available online via YouTube, and you guys do a radio program as well. And if you're a member of the Free Minds TV, do you just call them Free Minds TV members? Is there a term?
We just say if you're a member.
Okay. Members have access to some special info about some upcoming news with Free Minds TV, which, from what I understand, the contracts haven't been signed yet, so we can't say anything else at this point.
That's right. But if you want to find out what's going on the radio side, go to Free Minds TV or freemindsradio.com and consider becoming a member. It's $3 a month, so it's much like the AMP program, and it really helps us produce the show.
Yep, and you actually get some bonuses, too, like special access to speculation, I guess, about what might be coming soon for Free Minds Radio.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of older episodes archived there on the member side, and bonus footage that never gets out on the free side, so...
So there you go.
All kinds of stuff there.
Yet another great liberty-oriented media outlet deserving of your attention and support. FreeMindsTV.com, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Robert in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Yes. Have you heard of the lead singer of the band Porno Para Ricardo? He is a Cuban punk rock band member?
Yes, I had this article in my prep. It was one of the many that we just never have time to get to. And this man has been arrested and is, I guess, he's in trouble for being socially dangerous, right?
Well, not anymore. He's not in trouble anymore. He was fined $30 for public disorder and for playing his music too loud. But what he was going to be charged with was dangerousness to society, and that carried a 4-year jail term.
How did
he's already spent?
Why did
already
they lower
spent
it?
2 years in. I'm sorry. He's already spent 2 years in jail for supposedly selling 2 pills of amphetamines to an undercover police. But the real reason, I believe, is they targeted him because of
his ideas,
criticism of the government.
Why did they bring it down from 4 years to the lesser charge? Was there an outcry or something?
Yes, there was a huge outcry.
Oh, excellent.
And I believe that if there was not that outcry, that he would be in jail probably for 4 years, because if you go on YouTube and you see some of his music, I'll tell you, I'm not a fan of punk rock at all. But after I saw him play and listened to his lyrics and what he has to say, this guy is truly an inspiration.
A real hero for the Cuban people, huh?
He's willing to stand up to this communist dictator.
Good for him.
And this horrible communist government, whereas people here, you know, we're
cowards.
Afraid.
And, bunch
and
of
if
cowards.
This guy can do it, why can't the American people stand
absolutely
up to this government?
I think that's a great point, Robert. I got to let you go, though. Your phone's kind of iffy tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it was certainly a story worthy of discussion. And I think Robert really nailed that point home, which I hadn't even thought of when I saw the story. I just thought it was yet another outrageous story of them targeting a political dissident. This young man, probably in his mid to late 20s, in a punk band, essentially, in Cuba, being persecuted because of his viewpoint. They were going to charge him with the charge was actually social dangerousness. That was the charge.
Well, that's probably not as bad as he would have suffered if he was in Cuba 30
under
or 40
Castro
years ago. Oh yeah, he would have been dead. I mean, so
yeah.
Things may be slowly changing in Cuba.
Raul is a little bit less of a tyrant, I believe,
maybe
than his brother.
I mean, it's all by degrees, but I would say yes, he's less dangerous than Castro.
Raul's like
Cuban
the Sarah Palin of Cuba. Now, credit where credit's due, Mark. I did hear that Ms. Palin is apparently, or was apparently at one time, someone who supported the idea of Alaska seceding from the United States. I doubt that she would accept that particular designation today based on her current position in politics. But apparently her husband, and both her and her husband, were members of the Alaskan Independence Party up until the early portion of this century. So that's a little bit of a bonus in her corner, but certainly not going to vote for her. She's still a statist.
Maybe if she was Ron Paul's VP or something.
Right, if she was still out there advocating secession, I'd be saying differently. But what you did in the past, while it has it is a factor in who you are today, you can certainly be a different person today than you were 10 years ago.
And just a point of clarification, the Alaskan Independence Party, while most of their members probably want Alaska to become an independent nation, All they're asking for is a vote, which, from what I understand, the Alaskan people never got.
A vote on what?
Well,
secession?
On status. When they became a state in the Union, the Alaskan people, according to the Alaskan Independence Party, should be entitled to vote on whether they want to become a state, remain a U.S. territory, become their own country, and I think there was one other.
How many times did they ask the people when the states were formed? I mean, was that frequent? Was that,
I think, that the people in most cases had to petition for it.
Really?
For statehood.
Right. And I that may have happened.
I don't imagine they asked the Hawaiians when they're still pretty pissed.
The Hawaiians are still pretty upset.
Hawaii was basically just taken over. I'm a little fuzzy on the details, but
I understand the
Alaskan people never really got the opportunity to vote. That's at least what I recall from reading the platform of the Alaskan Independence Party. And it's not that uncommon. It was a big party at one point. I believe they got someone elected to the governorship.
I think you're right.
And they kind of got co-opted by the Republicans, and it petered out, unfortunately. But they're
bigger
big
there. I think they're bigger there than the Libertarian Party is in any of the other 50 states
and
or 49 states.
Their philosophy, I would say, is very Libertarian. In addition, they're not that one issue of Alaskan independence. the other issues, they're pretty Libertarian on. And I can see why Alaskans might want to be separate from the rest of the United States. I mean, they're about 2,000 miles away from the West Coast.
What does Alaska have to do with the United States, really?
I don't think most Americans...
Oil, my friend.
Yeah,
oil.
The oil resources...
They got more history with Russia than anybody else.
Yeah, the oil resources are probably one reason that the U.S. wouldn't be too happy to let them go.
They're just not going to, no.
Yeah, and the federal government did also purchase the land that became Alaska, so I guess, they can kind of make a claim that the people of the other 48 states, it wasn't 48 at that time, but the people from the rest of the country bought Alaska, so I guess they could make a claim that way. But I think it's a positive thing. I mean, I count that as a plus for her.
It's a plus.
Negative.
It's worthy of mention. It's why I brought it up, but it's not really doing anything for me. And I love the idea of secession, so, I mean, she gets a point, but she's got, a million points against her because she's a statist and she's now involved in the federal government. And
running with McCain.
Well, yeah, and as Johnson, one of our former co-hosts, is pointing out here, he's saying that, well, maybe... one of the reasons why some people want to secede is because they want more control. They want more. Maybe the United States isn't totalitarian enough for her, and she wants to enforce her views ever more on people.
I get that vibe from a lot of secessionist movements, especially ones with a statist or leftist bent. But if you check out the Alaskan Independence Party, they still have a website out there. They're still active. They're really coming at it from a pro-liberty angle.
But as we've seen, the members of a party can be completely different than what the party itself actually says.
That's certainly possible.
Because the libertarians were principled at one time, and now not so much. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Orgon Kimbusters are the people's answers to HARP and NWO weather modification technologies. Kimbusters clear the skies and will bring rain to drought-prone areas. Prevent food shortages. Take back control of your skies with Orgon Kimbusters. With Kimbuster, you can expect an increase in yields and improvement to the taste of your foods. Orgon Products also introduces Miracle Miles. Miracle Miles not only uses amazing technology, but most importantly, Miracle Miles delivers results. During Miracle Miles trials, 18 to 20 people reported gas mileage improvements of up to 25%. Your car may also run better, less knocking, smoother ride as reported by over half the participants in the initial study. Miracle Miles is encoded with the 528 Hertz frequencies. This is also known as C on the original Latin scale. Order Miracle Miles and Kimbuster today from Orgon Products and ask about our three-tier incentive program. Call Orgon Products at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309. Or visit orgoneproducts.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, those features do include the bulletin board system with over 375,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Just head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. If you want to join the best liberty activists in the world, you should look into the Free State Project, because really, this is where they're all going to be. If they're not here yet, they're coming. If they haven't heard about this yet, when they hear about it, they're going to want to be here. Because if you're an activist and you love liberty and you're willing to do something about it, then being around other people that are like-minded is the way to go. And we've been here now for over 2 years. Yesterday was our second year anniversary here in New Hampshire, and it just keeps getting better year after year as more people move here.
Things are happening, for liberty here in New Hampshire. What's happening in your state? You know, I mean, if it is happening in your state, it's probably because you're doing it.
That's how it was down in Sarasota. That's where I used to live, and I was the one spearheading.
There was just no hope. I love Sarasota. It was a great town.
Just pretty place.
No hope for liberty there. There's no hope for the government getting smaller.
Right.
There's nothing. No hope. Where you are, if you care about liberty, if you think that that's something you want to pass on to your kids, if you think that that's something that you should do for the world, is to provide liberty, if you want that for yourself and for your family, this is the only hope
That is what I truly believe. I know the Ron Paul guys at the convention. Some of them might say, well, you know, I think we should. I've been reading some of the threads on the Ron Paul forum about the Free State Project, and some of the things they're saying is that, well, I think we should be free in all of our states. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's swell. How's it working out?
Right.
I mean, you pick a year. Let's tell me one year that you've managed to get any progress in any of your states.
Well, you know what I think that is, Mark? I think that is coming from the people that are saying those things. They are newbies. They have never been involved in the political process before. I mean, if you look at the Ron Paul crowd, a lot of them are in their early 20s. You know, a lot of them are fresh out of college or still in college, and this is their first exposure. The Ron Paul campaign is their first exposure to the realm of politics, and it took me years to figure out that politics was ineffective, or at least certainly down there. It's more effective here in New Hampshire, but it took me a long time to figure that out. So these are people that are in the very beginning of their process in experiencing all of this.
Well, you know, it didn't take me long at all. Once you told me about the Free State Project, it sounds like the only way that things are going to happen. All you have to do is take a look around you. Tell me where you're getting liberty. Tell me where there's been progress.
Mm-hmm.
Show me something.
Right. And 4%.
There's been a couple of Supreme Court rulings here and there. Maybe somebody has managed to get, you know, some law somewhere repealed or some pro-liberty law put into place or something. But it, you know, they're minuscule compared to what happened that year. The amount of government, and I'm not saying that it's happened here in New Hampshire. We haven't managed to do anything but slow the snowball here. But there's only, according to the website, 550 movers.
Yeah, 550 people in state.
There's going to be 20,000 at some point. If you go and you sign up, we can do it here. Because it's not going to happen in every state. It's just not. That crap's already been tried.
Well, it can happen, but they have to have something to look toward. They have to have an example. They have to see something exciting going on in order to inspire them to do something in their states. And until they have that example, that real-life beacon on the hill, the beacon of liberty, which New Hampshire can and will be, then you're right. It's not going to happen anywhere else.
What's one of the things we get told about liberty and laissez-faire economics and all that stuff? Is, well, where has this been done before? Well, we can't get it done anywhere. Nobody can get it done anywhere because, you know, as politicians love big government, and people think that the best way to solve their problems is by forcing other people into doing what they want them to do.
Well, and to the Ron Paul people and others who are concerned, I've heard the argument a lot that, oh, well, we need to work for liberty in every state, and we need to be spread out across the country. No, you don't. There are probably, you know, there are a number of liberty activists in whatever state you're in, some probably more, some probably less.
Mm-hmm.
If you want liberty in your lifetime and you want more personal liberty now and an opportunity to actually change the laws in the area that you live, then move to New Hampshire. There are other people who aren't going to do it. There are going to be Ron Paul supporters and Libertarian Party members who are going to stay in Florida or Texas or California or wherever you are. So, you know, they're still going to keep trying the same methods you want to try there.
Right.
Maybe it'll work out for them. That would be great. Maybe you can move back someday if the state becomes becomes a free state there. But why not, in the meantime, move to New Hampshire and work for liberty when you actually have more of a chance to actually accomplish.
The only reason why not is a lack of vision and laziness. Really, I don't think the people that are on those forums are even good, really that great of prospects. There may be some of them that are. I think the Free State Project is brilliant in going to the Ron Paul convention and actually reaching out there, because that's where the doers are going to be. That's where the people that are more likely to be excited about an idea like picking up their life and moving are going to be. The people that are willing to put some money where their mouths are, get out from behind the computer screen and actually go out and get together in a place that, you know, they don't even live, to go across the country for this convention. Those are good pre-qualified prospects for the Free State Project, and I think that's really a good move on their part.
Another big complaint that people make, cold and family. Those are probably the other two biggest reasons they say they're not going to sign up for the Free State Project. If you're using cold for an excuse, you're a wimp. Secondly, let me go on and
Now if you have like a medical problem to where you can't handle the cold, that I would understand. But most people, that's not the
you
issue.
And I are from Florida. We are both natives. We both grew up there. We both lived all of our adult
lives. One of my
in
old
Florida.
Contractors.
We have
though.
Freaking heat in New Hampshire. It's not even worth your redirecting from some other excuse you have. So let me talk about your family real quick.
Well, now, hold on. I'd like to point out there are legitimate cold excuses. I had a contractor working in my house down in Florida who used to live in New Jersey, and the reason he had to leave was because he injured his knee, and the cold, when it set in, would just be it would just create this unbearable, painful situation.
You don't think he could snowbird?
He could. But okay. That's a lot more effort than just moving. Then you're moving every year.
For some people it is. Some people it's not.
But that's not what people say.
Some people can work everywhere, anywhere they want.
That's different from just not liking the cold. That's actually having a physical problem.
Right. You've now pointed out that there's 0.5% of the population that can't do it. Fine. okay. Your family. Look, I understand your wife doesn't want to move. I'm not asking you to move today. I'm not even looking for that. Go and sign the statement of intent. It's a statement of intent. It's not a contract. No one's going to come to your house and repossess your car. All we say is that if there's a free state, you intend to move within 5 years. If you don't make it within 5 years, no one's going to be counting. Just go and sign the statement of intent.
Then you got a little time to work on the loved ones, right?
Yeah, well,
bring them on board.
That's most people. You over that period of time, you can sort of be focusing on it, looking at it, you know, steering things that direction. You got plenty of time. Just go sign. What we need now are signers, not movers.
And if your significant other loves the state, what are you with that person for? That's what I have to ask you. I don't know. That may be too cold, but
that's not. You know,
heartless.
I disagree.
I'm heartless.
You know, I mean, if it, the fact is, most people live where they live because they have roots down there.
Yeah,
that's all.
Pull them up. Get here. FreeStateProject.org. Smoking bans. You know, there's a lot of bad news about smoking bans. They just keep coming up. They keep popping up all across the country, all around the world. They're not just in restaurants anymore. In some states, they're in every single business. There's just no smoking in a lot of places, and there are fines that could be levied. Jail time is a possibility. All the factors are different depending on where you are. But one of the things that you don't see too often is business owners willing to say F you to the government smoking ban, to thumb their nose at the enforcement bureaucrats. And whenever I come across one of those stories, it just warms my heart, and I feel like, you know, there is a slight chance, you know, that we could actually have the people in the other 49 states could have liberty back if more people would behave like these folks. This story from the Charleston Gazette, and we are actually on in Charleston this hour of the program. So you guys may have already known about this, Charleston, West Virginia, where bar owners have dared the Kanawha Charleston Health Department to cite them for violating the expanded smoking ban this week. But apparently the agency didn't take the bait. We'll find out more here in a few moments and take your calls about anything you want at 800-259-9231. These are business owners that we need here in New Hampshire. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, we need you to vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It's the beginning of the new month, and that means that if you haven't voted in this month of September, we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. And if you have voted, thank you. We much appreciate that, and we'd like to ask you to maybe invite a few friends to vote for the show. Tell them about Free Talk Live. Might give you the excuse to talk about Free Talk Live and get them to listen. That's a possibility, right?
We are well in advance.
So we shouldn't promote it?
Yeah, we're beyond whatever threshold there is, but okay. It's the second day. That there may need to be some addendum to the rules here.
Okay, fine.
Which is maybe if we're over 50 votes? I don't even know. Was 50 votes?
It's your rules, Mark. I don't know.
5 days at the beginning of the month.
Okay, yeah, whatever, man.
Okay,
you make the call. Okay, you tell me whether
we're clear right now.
All right. Well, anyway, we still need you to vote if you haven't done it yet this month. It's a brand new month, so go to vote.freetalklive.com.
If you do it now, we won't come back later in the month and ask you to do it then.
Yep, that's right. Then we'll tell you more about the AMP program and stuff like that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com while you're at that and get signed up for $3 a month to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country. Had a nice conversation with another Clear Channel station today. I can't say where, but it's a big one in the Northeast. So.
A big one.
Yeah, well, I mean, big in, as far as people know the caller.
Where in the Northeast?
I can't say any more than that, or else it'll give it away.
But I don't know.
You'll know soon enough if all goes well this week. Anyway, you amplifiers are making a big difference, so please go to amp.freetalklive.com. All right, business owners. Oh, we got to do that, too.
Yeah, Dex-C20 is a natural appetite suppressant, enabling people to eat less and still feel full. Users report that they eat the same foods, just eat less of them, without feeling hungry. And that's what's happening to me. I'm taking Dex-C20, eating less. Feeling fine, and, I recommend it for anybody. It's you can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We need more business owners like this all across the country. But whenever they pop up, I like to point them out. I like to congratulate them because this takes some courage. And most business owners, They just don't have it. They're just not willing to put it on the line. They're not willing to risk their income. They're not willing to risk their business. They took a risk when they started their business, and I'm sure they take risks in the business world on a regular basis. But taking a risk up against the state, they believe usually that you can't fight City Hall and that you just have to obey.
Everybody who wants a fight wants at least a fair fight, and you don't get it against the state. And business owners know that.
But they're taking them on in Charleston, and here's the story from the Gazette. Bar owners dared the Kanawha Health Department to cite them for violating the expanded smoking ban this week, but the agency didn't take the bait. The health department issued no warnings or fines against about a dozen bars that defiantly encouraged their customers to smoke in violation of the county's clean indoor air regulations, which took effect July 1st. The health board president, Brenda Isaac, said, "We didn't want to feel like we were being called out to a duel. We'll be making unannounced inspections on a schedule."
They do it the way they want to do it.
"Our staff won't hesitate to issue citations." Kanawha County bar owners have repeatedly criticized the smoking ban, citing a decrease in alcohol and video lottery sales. Some bar owners have vowed to continue violating the ban until the health department takes them to magistrate court, where businesses face fines of $200 to $1,000 if found guilty. The health department employs 7 sanitarians who are responsible for inspecting hundreds of Kanawha County restaurants and bars for health infractions, including smoking violations. The head bureaucrat said they have quite a lot of work to do besides enforcing clean indoor air regulations, like, you know, going and taking money from people for health permits and stuff like that. They're really working hard out there. Earlier this week, Carrie Paco Ellison, who owns the Black Hawk Saloon in Charleston, announced he would allow smoking at his bar. Other bar owners did the same to show support for Ellison. And this is something that you also don't see very often. Usually, the last time we did one of these stories, it was a lone dude in Illinois that was allowing people to smoke at his boat shop. He manufactured or did repair on boats. And he allowed people to come in and have this kind of smoke-in day, basically, at his boat shop. And it made a lot of news, and we interviewed him on the air and everything. It was a great story. Really a courageous business owner. But usually what you'll see here is, or what you'll see with these ban situations, is if one business steps up to violate, the rest of them just kind of stand back and say, "Whoa, we're not getting involved in this fight. Hey, buddy, if you want to go and get a bunch of fines, that's fine. You're just going to get shut down, and then we'll take your business from you."
Yeah.
So it's very rare to see other business owners teaming up. These businesses are competitors normally. And now they're in Charleston, at least, they're teaming up to say, "Screw you. We're going to allow smoking in several bars at the same time." And, man, they really deserve some kudos for this.
Yeah, I'm surprised to even hear about it.
Yeah, if you're out in Charleston listening to this tonight, make sure you go pay a visit to Carrie Ellison over at the Black Hawk Saloon and thank him for being so courageous.
Charleston, South Carolina?
Charleston, West Virginia, which we are on weeknights.
Yes.
South Carolina only Saturdays. Anyway, the protest didn't surprise Ms. Isaac from the bureaucracy. She says, "This is exactly the sort of civil disobedience you see everywhere they pass a Clean Indoor Air Act."
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
you're an old hag, and B, no, you don't.
Bar owners in Randolph and Upshur counties are now challenging fines for smoking ban violations, according to one of the coordinators for Smoke Free West Virginia. Well, this really must get their goat. People just not obeying. People challenging the entire system. Nikki said it's common for bars to ignore smoking regulations and claim financial losses after health boards enact bans. She said, "Those first 4 to 6 months are always a rough period for boards of health. If we didn't see opposition, we'd think something was wrong." Isaac said health department inspectors would continue to investigate complaints about bars and gambling parlors that open or secretly violate the smoking ban. The department won't hesitate to pull a bar's health permit if the business is repeatedly found guilty of violating the smoking ban in court. And I believe that's one of the biggest problems, is that business owners, they're so obedient generally that they believe they need to go through these steps in order to do business. And it's understandable why they believe it, because men with guns will come and try to shut you down if you don't get the health permit and stuff. But I think that's part of the whole problem, is that these business owners are essentially consenting to be ruled by the government when they ask permission to do business. So when you're begging for permission to do something that is a right, a human right, to control your own property. Property is, it's supposed to be a pretty important concept in this country. You know, it should be a right that you should be able to control your property and dispose of it or do with it or sell it or trade it in whatever ways you deem appropriate. And so you shouldn't have to ask someone's permission in order to exercise a right, because as soon as you've asked permission, you're not exercising a right anymore. You're exercising a privilege. you are essentially saying, I need you to give me your seal of approval so I can feel right about doing business, and that therefore means that you have total control and veto power over virtually anything I choose to do with my business. And I think that if these bar owners have gotten together in the first place and not actually gotten the health permits and not gotten the liquor permits and all of those things, that would make for a really interesting kind of form of civil disobedience. I still support what they're doing today, and I wish them the best of luck. I hope they have success with this. But, you know, it's a tough battle out there. At least they're all together on this, and there's not just one bar out there doing it all alone. They say they will pull the bar's health permit if they're found repeatedly of guilt violating the smoking ban in court. On Wednesday morning, the Board of Health passed an expanded smoking ban that includes bars. The new regulations will take effect January 1st. Oh, so I guess they're not really. Harrison County will become the 20th county in the state with a smoking ban that includes bars and
that doesn't mean you shouldn't
parlors.
Be supporting these bars that are taking the stand now, because that way they realize they've got support out there, and they're more likely to stick to their guns.
Well, maybe they're still I'm confused. It seems that the health department is saying they face fines, so they must be facing fines if it's in effect, because how could they face fines if it wasn't in effect? Perhaps I got the date wrong. Maybe it was July 1st. Yes, excuse me. County's clean indoor air regulations. Earlier in the story, it says they took effect July 1st, and then it says new regulations take effect January 1st. So they are under some form of smoking ban at this moment. Anyway, Isaac, the bureaucrat, said, I'm pleased to see other counties are stepping up to the plate. Oh, I'm okay, now I understand. It was a different county that passed similar restrictions, so there you go. They're trying to control everybody. It's not a pleasant thing to do, but we have a responsibility to protect the public's health. It's not a pleasant thing to do. They don't like their job, Mark. They don't like having to go and do these things to business owners. They're only doing it because they have to.
It's the will of the people. Well, you know,
except for the people that want to go to the bar and smoke.
Right. You know, I don't really care what the majority of people want me to do in my bar. The only thing I care about is what my customers want.
Yeah.
And if my customers want to smoke, then that's my decision to decide to let them or not. If I want to have a non-smoking bar, they exist, people. I've seen them. And the people that don't want smoke in their bar, they go there. But some people want smoking bars. You know, chocolate and vanilla. If everybody got to vote on what flavor of ice creams were offered, the only flavor of ice cream you'd ever get is vanilla.
Talk about a boring life.
Yeah.
We are out of time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapterone.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan.